The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the Six Nations is over, and yet the Six Nations begins.
Yeah, the women are kicking off their Six Nations campaign this weekend against France. Bit of an interesting one. They obviously have a new coach coming in. They've had a difficult couple of years between the IRFU messing up different instances with them, but a very strong team that's named. They're seeing some of their sevens players come back in, the likes of Bevan Parsons. It's her first start for nearly 3 years. No Sam Monaghan for them in the team because she's working her way back from a head injury. So they're without their captain, but she has travelled with the squad. So there's optimism that she will be able to play a part in the Six Nations in general. Some nice stories in there as well. Hannah O'Connor, who's playing in the second row, she wasn't in the original 35-member squad and was actually just a training panellist, but has managed to make her way into the starting 15. So a big test for them going up against France, who have arguably been the second best team after England in the Six Nations for the last couple of years. But hopefully it's the start of a new era for this team.
Okay, we also have URC rugby this weekend.
Yeah, we do. So the provinces are back in action. We have Munster kicking off the weekend tonight against Ospreys. They're away. That's on at 25-8 tonight. Then we have Ulster playing Sharks, Connacht against Lions, and Zebre against Leinster. You won't see many of the Six Nations stars at this stage. They'll have like a little bit of time off, so it'll still be the kind of second select squads that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. But that action will keep ramping up over the next couple of weeks as those players return back after a very competitive championship.
Now, looking at soccer, we know we have the friendlies and there are some, if you like, real matches as well. So, first of all, Ireland and Belgium.
Yeah, Ireland and Belgium, that's tomorrow. It's John O'Shea's first match in charge, probably one of two matches in charge with the way things are looking. There's some talk this morning that Jannes Andersson, the Sweden manager for the last 6 years, is possibly going to take over that role after these friendlies. It's hard to know what to expect from these games. I think a lot of Irish people will be hoping to see the likes of Sammy Smadox getting a cap, seeing what he's all about. What formation is John O'Shea going to go? You know, is he going to stick to our traditional, more defensive, or is he going to see this as an opportunity to maybe test out a couple of partnerships and see can we play a bit more attacking football? It's kind of it's an exciting couple of games because there's not all that much on the line. John O'Shea technically doesn't really have he doesn't have to make a name for himself or anything out of these games, so he can do what he wants. There's also some talk that Caoimhín Kelleher may start ahead of Bazunu. Bazunu's obviously been Ireland's number one for a long time now, but with the form that Kelleher has had in Liverpool, there's some talk that he may usurp him just for these couple of games, just to give him a bit of time. So it's going to be an interesting couple of games and to be seen what we actually get out of them or what we know by the end of them as well.
Mm. I mean, some of the other games that are happening, there's a friendly between France and Germany. There's a friendly between England and Brazil. I'm not sure how much we learn from these friendlies.
It is hard to know. I think a lot of eyes will possibly be on the England-Brazil one just because of the talk there has been around Southgate in the last week or so that he may be taking over the United job. Does he give Kobbie Mainoo a start? Does he even put him on the bench? That will be a big question that a lot of people will be looking out for and probably linking him a bit more to the United job if that does happen. There's never all that much that you can learn from these sort of games, apart from probably watching out for injuries to main players, especially with the end of the Premier League in sight for like the players that are in that league.
I want to talk about Formula One. Obviously, the Australian Grand Prix is this weekend. It happens our time in the middle of the night. But Lewis Hamilton has had a right go at the head of FIA.
Yeah, he has. He's kind of been giving off about the fact that it's a very male-dominated sport and that he doesn't approve of the way that they have been treating certain women in the F1, the likes of Suvi Wolf, who actually said that she was going to, you know, institute proceedings this week to just the general way that she has been treated in the last while and the fact that there hasn't been a lot of clarity in the way that she has been treated. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes over the next little while. Lewis Hamilton himself has had not a great run into this Australian Grand Prix in that his practice run, he described it as one of the worst performances of his life, which isn't exactly what you want in the lead up to a big Grand Prix like that. But an 18th place is kind of hard to make any excuses for from his side of things.
I don't think that we mentioned darts very much in this segment. Months, but darts coming to town.
Yeah, darts were in Dublin last night, and I don't know if anyone listening in was around Dublin, but it was a very interesting set of characters. I got on the Lewis with a load of Mario and Luigi's last night when I was on my way home. It looked like an amazing atmosphere. A lot of the commentators were saying it was one of the loudest crowds that they'd seen on the circuit. Luke Humphreys came out triumphant in what was, I wouldn't say a madly closely contested competition. Humphreys is kind of running away with the league at the moment, but looked like a really good night. People got to see the likes of Luke Littler. Probably expected a little bit more from him on the night than he actually had. But a lot of those big name stars seem to be coming into our consciousness a lot more as regular sports fans, not just people who are obsessed with darts. You had Michael van Gerwen and Gerwen Price there as well. So quite a star-studded lineup for an average Thursday night in Dublin.
Very good. Kathleen McNamee, thank you very much for joining us. Kathleen is digital producer and with Off the Ball and co-host of the Koi Gig podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.